In all thy ways, acknowledge him. We have got to stay close to the Lord and follow him and make sure we're in his will. We can't even do things that look like they're good and reasonable and common sense unless we're sure it's God's will. If we're leaning on our own understanding and forgetting to acknowledge the Lord or listen to the voice of his Spirit to lead and guide us every moment, then we're apt to fall into one of the devil's traps, and it's dangerous. We can't guard ourselves from everything, but we can just stay so close to the Lord that he will see to it that there's not a moment that's unguarded. Resting on the arm of the flesh and natural reasoning is a dangerous thing. See Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 5. Without Jesus, we're nothing. Jesus said, "Without me, ye can do nothing." John chapter 15, verse 5. Nothing good. So, Lord, help us to be so in the Spirit that we are sensitive to thy voice and we hear it and we know thy will and we hear thy word so that we can follow and obey you. For thou shalt hear a voice behind thee saying, "This is the way, walk ye in it." Isaiah chapter 30, verse 21. Help us, Lord, to mind thy voice, even though it may seem unreasonable and we may wonder why we should not do as usual. If we have any check at all, Lord, help us to mind it, knowing that you know why.